This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle.
Well, folks, you know what? We have been talking a bunch of hunting. Well, it's hunting season. Dove hunting's kicked off. Bow season's about to kick off. I do not want to neglect striper fishing talk up at Lake Texoma. Now, I've got Mr. Bill Carey with Striper Express standing by, and we're going to talk about fishing. Bill has been sending me pictures. He always does, has been for years, some mega stripers up there, and then lots of numbers. So fall fishing, you don't want to forget that. We've got to devote some time away from hunting to go fishing. Bill, did I say that right? Do you agree with me that it's a good time to go striper fishing?
Well, good morning, Luke, and you bet. This yeah. week we got a cool down. It's going to be like 80 degrees today, and that's a nice change, and fall fishing is right around the corner.
Yeah, well, from what I've seen, it's here. I mean, folks, Bill sent some pictures of, I don't know how big those stripers were, but they were big stripers, and then pictures of what I like. I mean, I love to catch a big striper, Bill. Don't think I don't. But I literally love to eat stripers. They're maybe my favorite fish that I have access to anyway. But I love to put some basil and butter and, you know, and a little garlic powder, garlic salt, and grill those things. I like those 2 to 4 pound, you know, I guess, what, 2.5 to 5 pound, really, those box fish. Man, I mean, to eat. I like to eat stripers, too. And what I saw in your pictures, your folks have been catching a lot of what we call box fish, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this time of year, the fish in mid-August move up out of the big water, up the ledges, onto the flats, and it just carries on through September, and it is a lot more numbers than it is size. Like you said, 2.5 to 5 pound fish are pretty common every day. You have to weed through what we call the dinks. These are the yearlings that are schooling with these fish on micro bait. And that picture I sent you last night was rare. That is what we do here. In a few weeks, we bang the banks early, first light, blind casting big topwater plugs, and those were 10, 12-pound fish that isn't what we normally catch right now.
Right, but you do get those. I mean, nothing, and I've always stressed this in my writing, and anytime I'm talking to people, in the outdoors, it's a true statement that there are no givens. It's not an equation, but it's pretty darn close to it up there at Texoma this time of year as far as catching fish, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, yes, sir. This lake is just unbelievable. I've got a guy that fishes for me 6 months out of the year from Omaha, and he's been fishing this lake for 15 years, and we went out to dinner last night, and he just said, my goodness gracious. He says, I just can't believe yesterday we were on a school that was a half a mile long and a half a mile wide of all those yearling schooling. And folks, when we say yearlings, we're talking 12-inch fish, and underneath them are what we're shooting for.
Mm-hmm. Now those yearlings, they were hatched a year? I mean, are they just over a year old, or was that some that were early, you know, this year?
You know, we're supposed to be professionals. That's always been the million-dollar question.
Yeah, for
when
everybody,
was that
right.
fish born?
Yeah,
when
right.
When was that fish born?
See, you're being quite honest. I mean, yeah, that's the truth, and it's real. I mean, you wonder, well, when was he born? But I'm guessing they have a growth rate. Stripers, they grow pretty quickly, so who knows? The bottom line is there's a ton of them, and they all run tight, but get below them, right? Is that necessary?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we've been lucky for the last 10 days. We've had schools, when you see the splashes, those are the 3 to 5 pounders, and then you'll go to another school on these flats, and you'll see the small splashes, and instead of throwing top waters, we'll throw a 4-inch soft plastic sassy shad, and we could be anywhere from 20 to 5 foot of water, and I'm telling you, it's just about every cast, and then when you feel one that'll stretch your string, you know there's one for the box, because we release a lot of the little ones, because you got to weed through them to get to these fish.
You bet. Oh, yeah. Now, just say this scenario. We come up, and you see the water churning. Okay, well, at first glance, you don't know if it's the juvenile fish or the box fish. If it is the box fish below them, I mean, if it is the juveniles, the smaller stripers on top, and you want to get below them, are you going to throw like a lead head jig or something like that to get down below the top ones?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing. We'll go to a half ounce, depending on the wind, because you're fishing relatively shallow water, folks, 20 to 5 foot and 5 to 20. And, yeah, just get down there and catch that jig and just start reeling the minute you hit the water. If you're in 20 foot, let it fall a minute. Just get past those dinks on top. But when you drive up to them, you can tell what these are. Fish aren't churning. They are splashing. They are busting the bait. And you can see the size splash, and you'll know if that's what I call the real deal.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was, Bill, I was trying to think. I was 28. Our upbringings was very similar. You know, you grew up bass fishing. And I did, too, a lot. I was 28 before I discovered Lake Texoma. And I am not kidding. That lake, to me, although I don't have a chance to get up there as often as I used to, that is a special lake, Lake Texoma. It's more like an inland sea, but it's the idea that you can catch a ton of hard-fighting, good-eating fish. I guess that's the country in me coming out, because I love to catch them, but like I say, I can't. We took a trip up to, we flew up to Boston and rented a car and drove all the way up to Cold Harbor, Maine a few years ago. And in every restaurant along the coast, I love seafood, and we'd stop in, have the lobster rolls and all that, Bill. Every one of them, most, I guess all of them that I can remember, had striper on the menu. A lot of folks down here don't realize that, you know, they think of the people that are not really, that haven't eaten striper, they think of them, well, there's a bloodline in there. They hear all that until they learn how a properly dressed and prepared striper tastes. It's as good as it gets, Bill. So I remember, and that they were not a cheap item on the menu either up there, you know, in that part of the world.
Right, right. Well, that's where they came from, folks. They were originally a saltwater fish that got landlocked during the Depression work programs, and they found out that they are adromous, which means like a salmon will run upriver. This is what the stripers do to spawn. The Chesapeake Bay was one of the biggest spawning grounds, and then they got accidentally landlocked. We had a biologist in Texas that brought them here 50 years ago. Texoma, folks, has got the best documented natural freshwater spawn of stripers in the country. All your other lakes have to be stocked. And this lake reproduces. The Texas Parks and Wildlife comes here to go ahead and shock the fish to take them to the laboratory, the hatcheries, to make the hybrid striper.
Yep, cross with the white bass and then the hybrid. And you know, Bill, I'm sure many of our listeners know this, but thanks to the salt mines upstream, I guess, I don't know how, I'd love to see the see that. I've never been upstream that far, but I understand there is a, you know, the deposits of salt up there in the Red. I'm not sure about the Washita River.
No, it's the Red. You're correct.
It is the Red. Yeah,
it is in Vernon, Texas.
Is it that far up, really? Yeah. All the way up to Vernon in that area?
235 tons a year of salt come down. And, folks, everything is more buoyant in salty water. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even call it brackish, folks, because that's backwater on the Gulf. But it's got enough salt in it to leave that. These fish do not make a bed. They lay their eggs in moving water, and just that much salt and having this big of a tail race of water allows that egg to float for 72 hours, and you've got a fry.
Yep, and that's why that Texoma has got the natural spawn, and that's just ironic. I mean, you know, I have a feeling if that salt mine were closer or farther away or whatever, it might not be the right salinity, you know.
You're right.
It's a phenomenon, actually.
Lake
Texoma is a phenomenon. Well, Bill, I tell you what we want to do is, I have a feeling Striper Express, most people listening right now have either fished with you, you know, they know about Striper Express, but if they haven't, I want you to hook them up with you where they can get up there and get in on some of this fun fall fishing. StriperExpress.com is one good place, right?
Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree.
Yep. How about a phone number? Somebody might want to call. I know they're going to want to talk to someone there and get more information.
All right. Well, folks, y'all can call us at 903-786-4477. That's 903-786-4477. And the fall's coming on fast. We're booking, but we got 10 boats in our fleet. And come on up, and we'll show you some fish, or come on down. Pardon me, Okies.
That's right. Well, Bill, we'll get you back soon. Talk some more striper fishing. How about it?
My pleasure, my friend. We'll see you next week.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of catfish bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my catfish bubblegum, no stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.